All we will say is that having expensive or the right equipment is not a guarantee that you will land the next big one. In fishing, there are no real guarantees. This is a contract and activity between you and nature. Exploring and getting you to the point where you know the feel, function and embedded strengths and weaknesses of your equipment is the real way to wisdom. For most, trial and error, practice and persistence are the roads to follow to becoming well-versed and experienced anglers. Realizing the equipment's full potential will take time and practice. Bear in mind that sophistication in equipment will develop in parallel to your own mastery and skill refinement. Your intended style of fishing, from boat or shore, shallow or deep, or both, will dictate the most appropriate choice for tackle, reel and rod, line, thickness and weight, line, hooks, baits and lures, weights, sinkers, leaders and more. Whether you are a saltwater fanatic that enjoys shore, beach, boat or big game fishing, or a freshwater guru, preferring lure, bait, poland or fly fishing, there are rod, reels, line, hooks, leaders, links, bait, and landing tackle just right for you. Basic angling techniques are relatively easy to master, yet conquering and refining all the subtleties and intricate moves and maneuvers, exploring the secrets, discovered or yet to be unearthed, of in this case bass fishing, which has so many iterations and settings, will take a lifetime of pleasure and defeat. Practice and enjoy bass fishing, according to your own niche and style, preference and location of choice, in a word, your specialty. It is a very personalized and individualized pursuit and passion. Always remember that there is a wide array of variety and enjoyment on offer, by different kinds of fishing, locations, baits and lures, etc. To keep angling interesting and a growing sport, it is contagious and pervasive. Once let in, it is hard to let go. You are hooked and being reeled in by this sport and hobby before you know it. For most anglers, technique and choice of equipment is dictated by the species sought, established practice, conditions and more. Mostly artificial lures are suggested and accepted for freshwater predatory fishing. Some prefer live bait, others have success with hard baits like artificial rats, and plastic worms are another favorite. Whether you are fishing from the banks, boat or float tube, most would suggest you use a 6 to 6.5 foot, 1.8–2 meters, medium, heavy push button, spinning or bait casting rod and reel combination, with strong line, 10 pound. If you are fishing in weeds, heavy cover, thick, slop, grassy wetlands, swamps, etc., a heavier line, braided, will serve you better slash best. Hook sizes typically recommended around a number 4 live bait hook, sharpened and turned up slightly, say around 10%. This is done to ensure that the fish stayed hooked and gives you a fighting chance to reel it in and land it successfully. A weedless, number 5 hook can also serve you well in these conditions. Largemouth bass can be caught at any depth, using live baits, throughout most of the year, even ice fishing. Sharp hooks are key. Weights and sinkers are another element you must consider, especially in dark, cloudy waters and or when fishing deep water specifically. There are also specialty sinkers, with rattles these days to entice the fish even more. They are very sensitive to sounds, noise and vibrations in the water, so anything you can do to create that allure, tease and temptation is great to bear in mind. Do everything you can to trigger their feeding response and ensure a strike/bite. Also, remember, fish are a lot like us. On hot, humid days, they look for shelter, food and comfort. These are their hangout and feeding ground, no different than us, wanting to sit under an umbrella, or in front on the TV, in an air-conditioned environment, trying to stay cool and enjoy our snack foods. Knowing and considering these habits will help you catch more fish. Look for the lily pads, think cover, giving them shade from the sun. Find the right depth, structure and hideaway they normally look for cover, like any other predator, and their lightning fast speed enabled them to cover water/ground quickly and really strike/attack/hit their prey. Weedy, shallow bays, hard bottom flats, rocks, trees and or other structures, creeks, channels, deeper waters, drops, bluffs and more can all be part of their moving patterns and habitat, where they look for food. They also like being close to access point to deeper water. More later on their preferred spots and how to optimize these patterns. Examples of luring techniques and how the right equipment can help you. Surface, topwater and or buzz baits, acting almost like a spinner bait, but with a flat blade that enables it to surface with speed. This is a popular choice for many a bass enthusiast. It attracts the attention of the bass by creating a disturbance along the surface like a minnow, triggering their basic feeding instincts and hunter impulse to strike, rewarding you with a handsome catch. Carolina rig. This can easily be described as simply a variation of the standard, so-called Texas rig, see below, great for use with plastic worms or other soft bait. Most expert bass anglers suggest using a heavier weight like 0.5-1 ounce or more. Slide the weight onto the line, follow with three plastic beads, a barrel swivel, and a leader line, somewhat smaller than the main line. What this allows the bass angler to do is to get the bait to drop down to the floor with speed and is especially recommended for fishing deep waters. The movement of the leader allows the bait to swim and rise above the bottom, and fall slowly down. For most beginners this is easy to do and practice and is very versatile to get your routine rigging and tackle skills to improve. Crankbait, mostly refers to lures, which is usually made from a variety of materials, including hard plastic or wood. With an added feature of a diving lip on the front, simulating effectively the movements of natural prey, wobbling, diving and swimming actions, entices the bass to strike. The rule of thumb, normally is that the larger the lip, the deeper it can dive. Enhancements like rattles are also good for certain conditions. Jerk baits, a seasoned favorite amongst bass anglers, for topwater, as well as suspended bass fishing. Longer minnow-shaped plugs, available in lots of different sizes and colors. As a surface, topwater bait with a slight twitch and stop type of retrieve, or even as a more slow and steady retrieves underwater. Another option is to use suspending jerk baits that typically dive deeper, jerking it, almost teasing and tempting the bass to come up and bite right at it. Jigs. Some have described these trusted tackle as lead head and hook with dressing. Their added features could take the shape of rubber or plastic skirts, soft plastic baits for bodies, instead of skirts. Most bass experts combine them with a frog, or a plastic bait as a follower plastic worm, crawfish. Lipless crank bait, mostly referring to sinking type lures, made from plastic, sometimes with many rattles inside for noise, vibrations and causing disturbances underwater. Poppers, top water lures that carry long-range punch. Retrieve with these kinds of lures are fast, jerky or move in one spot for a duration of time. Can be quite effective if you trying to figure out where the fish are. Soft jerk bait, these can be used to great effect in the same manner as a regular jerk bait, but can be dropped to the bottom quite successfully as well to tease out our deep water predator, swimming around for food and feast. Spinner baits, another simulator of movement and prey on the go. It is very similar to a jig, but with a blade that runs above the hook, and spins to imitate a bass favorite as well, fish. Texas rig, this is considered and named specifically for standard rigging with a plastic worm. Use a sliding weight, usually bullet-shaped, and a hook sufficient for the size worm you have chosen. Sharpen the hook and stick the point of the hook directly into the worm head, bring it out the side about 1/8 to 3/16 of an inch below the entry, thread it again. Rotate the hook around so the point is facing the worm's body. Lay it over the side to see where it should enter in order to hang straight. Position the work straight onto the hook if it is hanging. Note, if the worm is twisted, your line and action will pay the price and it will be less effective. Walking the dog. This is an angling technique that usually requires some time to master, but beginners should not shy away from trying it, for it is quite effective with bass. Casting over a relatively long distance, allow the bait to sit for a brief period of time, take up the slack, and with your rod tip pointed at the water, give it a jerk to the side, then immediately move it backward and reel in any slack, then jerk again, and repeat all the way back. More or less a darting from side to side. You are in effect simulating the prey's elusive movements, enticing the hunter to follow, stalk and hit. This might be your ace up your sleeve for hooking your next big one. Slip bobbers, Rigged with a 1/4 ounce plastic jig, live bait like minnow, nightcrawler or leech at its tip and of course, all on a sharpened hook. Jiggling, lightly shaking, presenting this close to any emerging weeds or brush, underwater logs, trees, stumps or cover, may prove successful. Remember that fish are constantly on the move while feeding. The timing of day, amount of sunlight, temperature of the water and more all feature into the angling equation. Bobber rigs or jigs are popular and quite successful too. Slip sinkers, Carolina, drop shot rig, works well too. Free line fishing in shallow waters may yield many a bass angler quite the haul. Casting a plain hook with live bait and feed the line to the bait, allowing it to swim naturally will attract some certain attention. Other experts would recommend if you are in the so-called watery salad, weeds or heavy slop, cover and jungles underwater, to go heavier is the key. 20 pounds line the minimum and heavy action, sturdy bait casting rod and reel combos with long, straight handles to provide you with leverage to reel your big ones in. Floating jig heads, with slip sinker rig, with 2 to 3 foot leader have proven to be useful too, especially when kept close to the bottom, watching not to get snagged in the process. Weedless hooks can help you retrieve live bait and or that hooked fish, through very thick underbrush. Again, understanding what bass actually eat, where and when, will help you with choosing and presenting the most effective, appropriate and tempting bait, whether live or artificial. Drawing on the natural diet of the fish, can assist you in improving your baits and lures appearance, strategy, tactics and eventual success. Bass, as a predator will be looking for certain shapes, colors and familiar movement. Plastic worms and crawfish are popular choices. Part of the reason bass is such a popular species to be fishing for, is they are notorious for hitting hard, biting solid and strong pulling or fighting, a strong game fish to be sure. They are known to put up a good fight. Spinners or spoons are artificial baits that are specifically designed for the purpose of tantalizing the fish. It is meant to provoke, make a strike irresistible, calling on the fish's natural instinct to feed and or defend. It optimizes your chances of securing strikes. Rotation, color, skirts, fluttering action, lil hustle or spoiler is a favorite of many bass anglers, all work together to simulate movement and prey on the move. Spoons act slash move in a fish-like manner in the water, trolled behind boats they are typically very effective and can also be cast and retrieved. Plugs are made of various materials, designed specifically to float, dive below the surface or sink when reeling them back or in. They simulate surface disturbance and entice fish with propellers or plastic skirts that move and flutter in the water. Artificial lures can be utilized alone or in combination with live or natural baits. The size and type of lure will depend on the species, location and style of fishing you prefer, choose to pursue. For example, trolling, spinning, fly fishing. For bass fishing particularly, a couple of suggestions are to bear in mind that enticing the predators from below takes skill, practice and patience. For matted weed beds and sloppy pitches, you might have to tickle the surface a bit. When fishing in shallow waters, lures cast out fast and retrieved slowly, shaking it along, might trigger a response. It is all in the tease and promise to the fish that look for signs of movement in the water. Having a handy pair of Polaroid sunglasses are a must. Keep on moving the bait around and play with the presentation. It is an art, acquired skill that gets better over time. When casting the bait out, try not to spook the fish, remembering that they are sensitive to sound slash noise, movement and vibrations. Plastic worms work well, around 10. Being adaptable, switching baits, different color etc., using a strong Texas rig for example, hooking up a worm near the bottom of the hook, sliding it onto the shank, popping it through, with a half ounce weight might be all you need. Having a second rod set up and ready to go or fishing with a buddy that can help you to respond quickly, as the fish are always on the move, and when they are ready to hit, you are prepared for them. Others suggest using braided line that is stronger than mono, for when fishing in weedy areas, with no stretch that can minimize entanglement and optimize your chances of retrieval through thick weeds and cover. Stiff rods that can withstand the fight bass can typically put up are another base requirement for bass fishing enthusiasts. Protecting your rods with rod wraps, to avoid dings and scrapes can also maximize not only its efficiency, but keep your angling investment in good condition. Shaking and popping along bait/lures, create a situation that lets the fish think the prey is getting away. However, the right equipment, bait, hooks and location is not enough. Some basic angling techniques are required: setting up your rod and reel, knowing the basics about tying knots for joining line to tackle, forming loops and more. Tying a secure knot is the main thing here, as every one could pose a weakness, which you do not need, when you have the big one hooked. Some suggest before tightening a knot, to wet it with some water and trim all edges and loose ends, to avoid snag/drag. Gulp sinking minnows cast out fast and far, allowing to let it fall and dangle, quiver down, with lots of slack, might prove just what the fish ordered. Tube jigs, gulp tubes that are scented, are other options. The soft, natural chewy substance tricks the fish into not wanting to let go and have another chew, thus increasing your odds of landing it safely. Topwater baits with rattles are another all-time favorite. With slack in the line, walking the dog, flipping, makes for an enticing presentation for the fish. Having a spinner bait with some red in it simulates blood or wounded prey to our underwater predator, triggering yet again their natural instincts and feeding response, increasing your odds of getting a bite, hit or strike. Whether you find yourself in a jet boat or flat bottom bass boat, shore, rocks, beach, cliff, stream, river, stream, lake, reservoir, or other body of water, strong rods, hot hands, good tackle, appropriate preparation, the right bait and presentation, accurate casting, where you know the fish might be/move/feed naturally, fishing for structure and pattern, keeping an eye on surroundings and conditions, can all make those fleeting moments of anticipation and elation at first strike momentous. The fights, flights, flips, turns and jumps, attacks and hard hits, struggles, retrieval and landing of base, is what keeps us coming back. Let us now turn to take a look at what other considerations, plan of attack, angling techniques, secrets, mistakes and specialty circumstances, can teach us about the enjoyable art and activity, that is bass fishing. Water, weather, timing and other environmental aspect, facets and considerations for bass fishing. As mentioned throughout this text so far, there are numerous factors that we often do not consider, and or dismiss, when we first start out angling for a bass. These would include consideration of water stratification and depths. Bass are found at varying levels, and knowing where, at which level, to fish for them is paramount, shallow or deep, sometimes both. As far as water temperatures goes, during a yearly/seasonal cycle, waters move, turn and get reoxygenized. As temperatures fall, from deep below and throughout ice forms, floats to the surface, melts and moves down again. Science has provided us with enough evidence that three distinct layers from in a body of water, say a lake for example, deeper/colder, middle ground/milder, transitional layer and the top/surface/warmer waters. Heating these levels and varying temperatures, and looking oxygen-rich spots are all factors to consider even before heading out. Think the process through. Think like the fish would. Ask yourself, where would you go in all likelihood, if you were faced with the same situation? The answer will mostly lead you to where the fish most likely are. A temperature gauge and depth meter can all prepare you better, as an angler, knowledgeable and prepared, to assess the environment, better understand it, learn from it, and use the information you gather and have on hand, due to these readings and instruments, to know or best judge where the fish will be at. Depth is a great indicator of what the bass are up to and where they will be most likely found. This will dictate your approach, tackle and how you execute your angling skills to land the next big one. If you fish at the right level, understanding why the fish are there, on the move, feeding etc., you will increase your odds drastically of getting strikes and hooking your next big catch. It might even be a trophy. The depth is related to water temperature and the optimal comfort zone of the bass. Always ask yourself what they would prefer on a day like today and then go fish there. Measure with temperature, depth sensors, GPS etc. to establish the pattern and depth of the day. Temperature, optimal and changing. Most base species prefer a temperate climate. Their metabolism is influenced, if not governed, pretty much by the surrounding waters they find themselves in. They can also tolerate quite a wide range of temperatures, therefore we can fish pretty much throughout the year. 60 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. It is also less widely known that ice fishermen hook bass at around 32 to 39.2 degree water temperatures, in deeper waters. When it does get colder, they get somewhat more sluggish, as their environment cools down significantly, and bearing this in mind will yield and improve your catch. Oxygen is also very important to fish. The hotter it gets, the closer they will stay to shore, and to plant life, which produces oxygen and or where they might catch the occasional breeze. Reading these signals nature provides right, will prepare any angler better to go where the fish are and hook your next big one. Also look for spots that are not too stagnant and filled with decaying plants, as this might be an oxygen-deprived area with not a large concentration of fish. They need to breathe to stay alive too. Water conditions, clarity. Clear and or murky, you will find bass in both. Their behavior and mode of attack will change as they plan how to best expend their energies in the hunt for food, survival, etc. Predators by design, they prefer cover and structure and deeper waters. When spawning, or on very hot days, you will most likely find them more in the shallows. Bass always have a backdoor access to deeper waters. These facts should be able to point you in the general vicinity of where the fish are quite aptly. The male bass is also very protective of the nest slash spawn site and will defend it, strike at any perceived threat or intruder. Fishing is no more left up to random, contemplative, reflective trail and error casting. Now, today, replaced with more and more driven, focused, thought through, rationalized and analytical competitive approach, that tries to understand habits, patterns, environment, conditions, time of year, etc., at times relying on the aid of technology and devices to assist and better your changes of spotting, finding, hooking, retrieving and landing the fish successfully, mostly in deeper waters. Therefore, if the waters are clear, head for deeper waters as a general rule of thumb. Noise slash disturbances slash vibrations. Do not disturb signs are hard to post in the water. Always remember that there is some truth to not chasing the fish away and being somewhat careful and quiet around them. The bass particularly uses its whole body as a sounding board. Any surface disturbance, water movement and or displacement will attract their attention. This can in fact both help and or hurt your angling hopes and dream. Rusty, squeaky oars, noisy motors and even the sound of a fast, far cast may interfere and or get their attention. Being aware of any movement, spotting fish so to speak in their environment, things, water, plants, moving around, can be good indicators. Wearing a good pair of Polaroid sunglasses may also help you see better in the bright sunlight and glare, reflections off the surface of the waters. Color, sunlight, time of day. Most bass anglers propose dawn and dusk to be the best feeding time for the bass, not the height of day or when the sun is at its brightest and the water may be a degree or two too warm for our fishy friends and when they head for the deep end or cover. It is a matter of appealing to their natural instincts. They are keen observers and movement and color have been researched in the bass species. Picking presentation of bait, lure that is closest to live or alive bait, resembles their prey, in other words, will maximize your chances of catching more bass. This does not mean that they will not strike at night, for example, or at other times during the day. You might just have to adapt and use some specialist techniques to lure them out of hiding a bit. Time of year, seasons and things are changing. Surroundings, weather and angling rules change and keep changing. The stage and players do not remain the same, and even on the same day, day to day, things will vary. This variety, the spice of life most say, is what keeps most of us guessing, adapting, changing strategy, bait, depth, etc., all in the continued hope and pursuit of catching the next big one. As to the best time to catch bass, opinions vary greatly on this topic. In some areas, fishing is only allowed after spawning. Spring, summer and fall, with fall being the best for most bigger fish, and even winter some form of bass fishing is available to you, depending on where you are, what the weather conditions are like and what type of year the bass are having, spawning success, health of the body of water they live and thrive in, the ecosystem, stocking, pollution, etc. Even ice fishing is possible. More about this under specialty fishing closer to the end of the text. As pointed out earlier, weather affects behavior and the season and type of water might all require different approach, equipment and bait and lures slash preparation and presentation. As an angler, avid bass angler, this will not faze you in any way. On the contrary, it provides you with the opportunity to shift gears, change strategy, tools, refine skills, learn more about your opponent and its habits. By being alert, aware and observant, you will learn a lot about the fish. It is no longer a passive sport. Windy, low and or high air pressure, water temperature, choppy waves and or surface movement of the water, cloudy skies, with lots of cloud cover, masking the sun, could dictate whether fish will be biting or not. Color of plastic worms might be adjusted from blue, on bright days, to black, on cloudy days with not a lot of sun around. Modifying your fishing techniques and adapting to weather patterns, even adjusting your bait slash lures, strategy, all bear witness of an alert bass master.